your hoes in check. Super. I got this girl and she wants me to duke her. I told her I'll come scoop her around 8. She said,
super.
That sounds great. Shorty girl's a trooper. No matter what I needed to do, she'd be like,
super.
On his own throne, the boss like King Cooper. On the microphone, he flossed the ring.
Super.
Average MCs is like a TV blooper. MF Doom, he's like DB Cooper. Out with the moolah. I let her get her outfit just to cool her off. She said niggas ain't about shit. I wonder if she meant it. I doubt it. The way it be in her mouth, she can't live without it. And can't live with this.
Handle your business.
Villainous, stay on a scandalous whole shitless. One pack of cookies, please, Mr. Hooper. It's fun smacking rookies. He is the
Super.
Look like a black Wookiee when he let his beard grow. Weirdo, brown skin, it always kept his hair low. Rumors has it, it's a S-curl accident. Doom was always known to keep the best girls' backs bent. Some say it's the eyes, some say the accent. A lot of guys wonder where their stacks went. I call her thunder thighs with the fatty swoller. Only mess with high rollers, do what daddy told her. No matter the city, she with me to do the bang bang. Working the coochie hoochie, chitty chitty bang bang. Same name on the titty as on the name ring. Pretty like baby girl, all in the same gang.
Same name on the titty as on the name ring.
And if you ever grew up in Brooklyn, you know that's real. That shit is real. I've seen the women with the titties, name rings, all that shit. It all makes sense.
MF Doom, man.
Yeah, and then you're fucking them, and on the back they have the paw prints.
Jesus.
You never had one of those?
No, I've never had one of those.
Sorry.
I
had one of those.
That doesn't sound great to me.
Shout out to Ayana.
Yeah, way to go, Ayana.
Yeah.
I'm sure that your name is properly displayed.
No, it's just paw prints on her ass.
That's it.
Like Eve. Remember when Eve had the paw prints on her tits?
Yes.
Paw prints on her ass. Women loved that.
But
like, they loved
like,
the Eve
okay,
paw
but
prints.
Paw, like...
Like a dog's paw, yeah. Like
a dog.
Yeah. What animal's paw would you get on your ass?
That's a good question. Maybe a goat hoof.
A javelina. I'm Joe Sonnenblick.
My name is Ruben Sendocasa.
This is Apples and Oranges.
A serious radio show about sports.
And women who have paw prints on their asses.
Yeah. So I just got a really great tattoo by Woods at Magic Cobra.
It is a dope tattoo.
And it's Dr. Doom. And a big part of it was MF, who I remember I wasn't too into hip-hop. Just, you know.
I understand.
General sort of experimental music, dismissive.
Yeah, of hip-hop.
Yeah, idiot. Yeah, sure. I was an idiot.
Yeah, yeah,
an
I,
idiot.
Was too.
I was too. That's what
my
it
first
is.
2 years of high school, I was an absolute moron.
Yeah.
People used to walk around the hallway and say, you can't spell rap without crap. And I was like,
yeah.
You know, it's like, now I realize, what a fool.
Yeah.
What a fool I was.
And MF Doom was a huge part of me realizing that. I got
one of the first.
That record was one that was like gifted to me, just kind of like, yo, listen to this.
Before I even got a Doom record, the first record I got was Mad Villain, Mad Villainy on vinyl in like 2004.
I just got a vinyl copy of it.
Album changed my life. That's a change your life album.
Yeah.
If you like hip hop and you haven't listened to MF Doom, I don't know what your problem is, but listen to MF Doom, listen to Mad Villain, listen to King Ghidra, listen to everything he's ever done, The Mouse and the Mask with Ghostface and all that. Listen to everything the man ever did.
Yeah.
Victor Vaughn.
Yeah.
Listen to
Vaughn shit's good.
The second Victor Vaughn album sucks though. It's
what are you
gonna
do?
Trash.
It's a lot of material.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Right.
Don't make it.
Yeah. We did for a while when Afuche was on tour, we would listen to, what's it called? Herbs and Spices?
Herbs and Spices.
Dude.
And you go back, and if you do listen to MF Doom, and you can appreciate how great Operation Doomsday still is, and how great it was back when we didn't know what the hell we were talking about, which we still probably don't.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
Let's get into.
I embrace it. I'll learn.
Let's get into the sporting world.
Speaking of
the
keeping hoes in check,
the Super Bowl, that hoe was kept in check.
Now, okay, can I can.
Ruben
take
was
some
so
credit.
Right. No,
I told you
not some credit. You diagrammed the game perfectly on the radio last week, and I was completely wrong.
Why? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks,
no,
Joe.
No, you said everything that happened.
That's my Valentine's Day gift from Joe.
Yeah. The Ruben was like. If he handicapped, you couldn't handicap that game more perfect than this man did. So I give him an immense amount of credit for that.
I'm bowing.
And I was totally wrong. I was totally
wrong.
You were
totally wrong.
But I was right about Cam Newton, wasn't I? When the first mistake happened, he folded like a cheap suit, didn't he?
That's not what you said. You said he had it upstairs.
No. I said he folded like a cheap suit.
No. Okay, that's what I said.
I said on the radio last week, if a big mistake happens, they're going to get to him and he would fold.
I don't know if that's what you said.
That is what I said. I listened to the radio.
I believe you.
Yeah. I said
I listened to
I
the
said,
radio.
If you're right. I said if you're right.
Yeah.
Cam Newton has no chance.
Well, yeah.
So
and
I
he didn't.
He oh
there
man.
Was. I mean, I watched that game with you. It was
when I saw that first fumble happen into the end zone, and whoever bet a fumble for a touchdown in the end zone, God bless you. You made like $1 million.
Yeah.
That prop bet was like 6,000 to 1. So God, good for you, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I knew the game was over at that moment. That was it.
Pretty
early he never saw that. He never saw something like that.
That's that was the question I asked. I'm like, has he had something where he really needs to shake it off the whole rest of the game?
And his offensive line let him down. They weren't good. And a lot of the players, and you've heard this before about San Francisco's field, they're blaming the turf.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's not new.
Sure.
I mean, it's a new stadium, but like, it's not like a new complaint. Like, you have a new stadium. You built it last year.
Yeah.
Why isn't the turf perfect? I mean, you can see regular season games where guys are sliding back and forth. Michael Orr.
Listen,
was,
if Beyonce can dance on it, it's fine.
Okay. All right.
Right?
Yeah, I guess. I'll give you that.
But Beyonce Michael, can do it in like heels or whatever she was wearing.
Michael Orr slid like a ballerina across the ice on many plays. A lot of guys were sliding around, losing their footing. You see how many guys lost their footing on the post-game press conferences? Just falling, and it was wild. So I think the NFL really needs to look into that. I'm not blaming that for anything, of course.
No.
I just think that you opened the field last year. You opened a new stadium, and it's the third or fourth most expensive stadium in the league. I forget which.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking figure out where the players play. I mean, if a seat falls off the in the stands, okay.
Yeah.
I understand that. There are screws loose or whatever. This is grass. These are men running on grass. So if somebody could figure that out, you know, before the Jets get there next year, please.
Are we going over?
I think we're going over next year. I think we have the West again, which is weird because I feel like we just had the West.
I feel like, no, that's the NFC East.
And this just in from Linda, Melissa McCarthy is not funny.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thanks, Linda. Yeah.
She's probably watching the Saturday Night Live from last night that nobody watched.
I don't know who that is.
She's the really heavy set. I can't say fat. I don't think. All right.
You can't say fat?
She's a fat lady.
You know what?
From Mike and Molly and from that bad movie with Sandra Bullock and that bad movie with Jason Statham and that other bad movie with Susan Sarandon.
Jason Bateman.
No, Statham.
That's a different.
Spy.
That's not the same woman
as. That's
the
fat lady from Mike and Molly and from that movie with.
But she's not in. Bridesmaids too.
She might be in
Is
Bridesmaids.
The same woman.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because I remember there was this whole case for like, oh, it's so great.
I didn't see Bridesmaids.
I haven't seen either, but
don't interest me. It's like, you know, I love the guys that came over my house on Sunday, and I appreciate, you know, us talking about sports because they're very smart when it comes to sports. But you know, I don't want to see the Captain America.
Captain America.
I don't care for that bullshit.
I don't like the comic even.
I don't want to see Deadpool. No interest.
Really?
I don't care.
I think Deadpool's going to be... Well, I think Deadpool's going to suck, the film.
Yeah.
But Deadpool, the characters, is great.
Linda is dying. I mean,
did you know he's pansexual?
I don't
It's probably not going to be in the film.
I don't really care.
Yeah? I think it's pretty interesting.
I don't really care.
Forward-thinking
comic guy. Go see real films, everybody. Go see Coen Brothers movies and things that'll make you think about why you're here. I haven't seen Hail Caesar yet. I'm hearing mixed things, which is good. I like mixed reviews.
From what I saw, it seems a bit. What's the other Clooney one?
Burn After Reading?
No.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Seems kind of like that.
Which I loved, which is based on the Odyssey. Did you know that?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is I was like, I know this is based on something, and then I was watching it, and the scene with John Goodman came up, and I was like, oh, it's the Odyssey.
The whole Three Suitors thing and all that.
It's good,
but back to
but this. It's not. Maybe it was George Clooney kind of overacting that kind of bugged me.
Can that man ever overact?
In that film, he goes too
very
far.
Hard.
I think it's part
hard
of
to
it.
Overact. I look in his eyes and all I see is greatness. That's
it. I like George
Even
Clooney.
In bad
I'm not shitting on him.
Like the worst movie, one of the worst movies I've ever seen was a movie that came out maybe 10 years ago called Leatherheads with him and John Krasinski.
God.
Still enjoyed George Clooney in it.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't see it in theaters, clearly. I like saw it.
Right,
I saw it on
like
HBO
yeah.
at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Stoned.
Oh yeah. Whereas otherwise I would have been asleep.
Yeah. Instead you're like, what am I watching?
Well, I knew what I was watching, but I was like, hey, that guy from The Office is always going to be known as that guy from The Office, and there's George Clooney.
Which guy from The Office?
John. I don't know who he played. John Krasinski, the main character. Not
Steve
Carell. And not...
The tall guy? The tall, nerdy one?
The one that was good looking, I guess? That I don't know. I never watched the American
round
Office.
Nose. Flippy hair?
Round nose, flippy hair. Yes,
oh.
Okay. Round nose. Well, that's how we're describing people now.
Well, you knew who I was talking about.
The
he
Jews.
He has a kind what?
Round nose,
he doesn't
flippy
have a,
hair.
That neither of those are like Jewish characteristics, stereotypically,
I
are
think,
they?
I think.
Flippy hair? Come on. If I said Jufro.
I would say ginger.
Ginger?
Yeah. No?
No. Okay.
All right.
I think we're talking about different people. It also doesn't matter.
I also haven't smoked any weed in a couple days. No,
I haven't smoked in fucking
minutes. I'm freaking out.
So,
back to the game. Cam Newton did not look good at all. Anyway,
yeah.
Just didn't look good. Peyton Manning did
I mean,
not look good either.
His face looked fine. He looked fine.
His face looked good. His face was all right.
His facial structure was
yeah,
still.
Yeah, everything was good.
Yeah, his jawbone.
Jawbone was nice.
Yeah.
Panthers had no running game at all. Didn't really have got anything going.
That's what,
the defense. Is this an all-time great defense?
Which defense?
The Broncos.
Absolutely.
Would you put them up there with the 85 Bears?
I would put them at
the
very least
up. Leaders?
I would put them up with the 2000 Ravens.
Yeah.
What yeah. you have, but you don't have Trent Dilfer back there.
And
you know what I mean? You got Peyton Manning.
And while
is
I know,
he doing a lot? No. Does he have to do a lot? No.
Right. And while I know. People don't remember how good the Patriots defenses were of the early 2000s.
That's the reason they won those fucking Super Bowls.
They were very good. And yes, Tom Brady was great.
Of course.
But Teddy Bruschi, Vince Wilfork,
mm-hmm.
McKinnon.
Who's the...
Vollmer. Well, Vollmer's offensive line.
What's his fucking name?
Devin McCourty.
Well, Devin McCourty was there? Really?
Like he's been in the league a long time, I believe.
Who am I thinking of? McGinnis?
Willie McGinnis.
There we go.
Willie McGinnis. Big men.
Yeah.
Big guys. So, and the Patriots had no running game really at that time, right? They had Kevin Falk?
I mean,
was that their running
game? As long as you're afraid of the pass.
And they had Randy Moss.
Right. That's a pretty big one.
Yeah, that's important. But back to Peyton Manning, I don't think he looked good. I mean, he just did whatever.
He didn't need to do anything.
But that's not the point I'm trying to make, because we'll get into the speculation that he might not retire in a little bit, but
I think that's a terrible idea.
I do too. But you look at Cam Newton and you look at Peyton Manning, and I wanted Cam to win the Super Bowl. I really did, because I thought I wanted him to shove it in everybody's face,
right, including mine.
Yeah.
Here's why: a big reason I'm happy that
more so the racists.
Sure, I get that. Sure, but there's a ton of black people on the Broncos. And the MVP,
yeah, but
was
they're
an
not
African American.
But they're not being so polarized, you know, or so scrutinized, I should say, because they're such polarizing figures. Like Von Miller is not a polarizing figure.
No, he's a super talented athlete.
Right. So is Cam Newton.
Sure,
but he's a polarizing figure.
Right, because he talks shit.
Right. And what's wrong with that? Allen Iverson talks shit forever.
Yeah, and he never won a fucking championship.
He got there, and
he never won a championship.
Okay. All right.
So there's your comparison.
Fine.
It's perfect, actually.
Fine.
You know how I described this Panther team?
But Allen Iverson's a Hall of Famer.
True. And he deserves to be.
Yes. Greatest point guard I've ever seen.
He's,
my
I mean,
opinion.
Hmm.
It's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see Jerry West. I didn't get to see Pistol Pete
right.
Maravich.
So, like,
I can only go by what I saw.
All right. That's fair.
And Tony Parker's got to be up there, too. He's great.
I think Tony Parker's a special, special player.
Yeah. And he's still going strong. Mm-hmm. And even though Manu Ginobili's balls fell off.
Oh my God. I love that I got like an update on my phone. I sent it to you.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, manage globally, like to have time
groin
off or whatever.
Surgery.
No, but it was like for testicular surgery.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, really? You had to tell me it was testicular surgery?
And
just
then,
that's the update just on my like the app notification.
I think Ruben said, well, his balls fell off.
You said his
balls. Oh, I said his balls fell off.
And I said we should do about 20 minutes on Manu Ginobili's balls.
Or whatever's left of them.
Right. I think he had so much in the way that he played.
Yeah.
That
he couldn't take it anymore.
Maybe that's what
it
was.
Maybe his body said, there's like too many balls. Yeah.
It's too much balls.
Yeah. From the
Shave a layer
club.
Off.
That's a Breakfast Club. You ever see a guy with elephantitis at a nuts? Remember that?
Classy.
Yeah, good film. Good film.
Good film.
Good film.
I like that film.
I do too.
Of like that like Brat Pack kind of thing.
I hated Pretty in Pink.
You're not supposed to like Pretty in Pink.
16 Candles was great.
So you're not supposed to like that one either.
Well, that's wrong.
Or St. Elmo's Fire.
Hey. That movie sucks.
Yeah.
That movie really
I mean,
sucks.
To me, those are all kind of the same film.
No.
With different titles, no?
Eh.
No?
Don't ruin my life. You're ruining my life.
I'm ruining your life?
Yeah, because The Breakfast Club made me think about many things when I was a kid.
No, The Breakfast Club doesn't apply to that. I don't think The Breakfast Club is like those films.
Mm.
But I think St. Elmo's Fire, 16 Candles, and
Pretty in Pink.
Pretty in Pink. All three of those are basically like choose an 80s pop band, use them as your primary soundtrack, high school mm-hmm. love affair, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Have mm-hmm. maybe one iconic scene that I think I probably can't tell you what's in what. I think 16 Candles is the one that ends with the cake and Matt Damon.
Not Matt Damon.
What's his name? Matt Dillon?
I don't even think it's... Is it Matt Dillon in that movie?
Some kid that fucking looks like that guy.
Yeah, it's not Matt Dillon. It's a guy... Mac Dillon.
It's McDonald's. They end up at McDonald's.
They end up at McDonald's and Modern World's really fat.
Blowing out one candle.
On a fry. It's a fry.
No, it's on... It's dug into her hand. She's bleeding. It's like a Japanese horror film.
It's a fry that's on fire.
I watched Old Boy for the first time last night.
Yeah.
If anyone... I know I'm, you know... I'm behind. I'm late. There's a lot of, particularly a lot of like just Asian cinema in general. Like I've seen Ichi the Killer mm-hmm. and a couple other standouts.
IP but,
like,
Man.
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen fucking Battle Royale.
Battle Royale,
excuse me.
You should be.
Excused.
No, it's
should
good.
Be excused.
It's good. Good.
Yeah. I just watched that. It's pretty, there's two pretty fucking gross.
Yeah, there's some violence in that that's pretty great.
Dude, that fucking hallway scene. Oh. Anyone who hasn't seen, I'm not spoiling anything. If you haven't seen the film, the original Korean.
Yeah, not the Spike Lee crap.
Is that a Spike Lee?
Yeah, that was crap.
And Josh Brolin?
Crap.
I saw the trailer and even
garbage.
The trailer, I was like, why?
Saw it in theaters.
What? Oh my God.
Because I like Old Boy so much.
So
and
what
I
did they
see.
Do? Did they do like a shot for shot?
Essentially,
or did they try
reinvent? But then he tried to reinvent certain scenes and was just like, what are you doing? And it was rated R, but it wasn't, it definitely wasn't as, it was like an American rated R, not an international rated R. Because international rated R's, you're going to see some things.
You're going to see bad stuff there.
You're going to see some shit.
Yeah.
Like the only two movies I remember ever being rated NC-17 that I saw was Irreversible, which was
100%,
and Gaspar Noé's latest film, Love,
which is on Netflix.
Which
now.
I'm not excited about it. It's not on Netflix. Yeah, it is
on Netflix. I saw it.
But they changed it. It's R-rated on Netflix, so they must have taken something out.
Hmm.
So and Gaspar Noé's Love was pretty solid.
I you know that Afuche had a song called Gaspar Noé. But the thing is, way to go.
Wow.
Joe's just hitting shit in the studio.
Destroying everything.
We had a song called that. But the thing is, we were just looking for a random title for a song.
And Gaspar Noé came up?
Well, the thing is, I had never seen Irreversible or any of his films.
If you have not seen Irreversible, you should make it your Valentine's Day film. If you're with...
No, you shouldn't.
No, see Irreversible.
If you've never seen it.
No, see it. Enjoy it.
No, yes, see it. I don't know about enjoy it.
No, see it with your loved one, your kid, your dog.
Maybe your dog. Can handle it.
Make sure if your kid's above the age of six, show it to him.
Six
years old. Show him Irreversible.
Must be 6 years or older to watch
this film.
Traumatizing.
Yeah. You should probably be on some sort of stimulant like meth or cocaine while you watch it.
Meth.
Yeah.
Do meth with your 6-year-old and watch Irreversible.
Don't do it with him. Do it before you sit with him.
Right. Don't do it in front of the child.
Do it in the backyard. You know?
Yeah.
I don't have a backyard.
So where would you do it?
I'm not going to do any meth. I just want other people to ruin their lives.
Oh.
So, you know, something else I noticed. Was that at the end of the game, Papa John kissed Peyton Manning on the face.
Oh, my God. You know, I thought we talked about, we're like, the Papa?
The Papa.
You know.
That made everybody. It's like kissing the Godfather's ring, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like kissing Papa John's face. It's like, because Peyton Manning runs like or owns 25 Papa John's.
Does he?
Yeah.
Is that the whole thing?
Yeah. J.J. Watt has a little, like four or five.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And Joe Montana just came into it. He's got like two or three.
Christ.
And of course, Papa John's has
150,000.
Like too many. And the pizza's shit. It's disgusting.
Right, we know this. We know
I mean, I had it once when I was in high school, and I said, I'm never doing that again.
Just once?
Once.
This is to give you an idea of how shitty the pizza options are in Miami. Papa John was like the upper echelon
Never again.
You know, chain restaurant pizza.
It's disgusting.
You know, I know it's gross as well.
Yeah.
I like Pizza Hut pizza.
It can
just because the bread is just nothing like a pizza.
Yeah, it depends. Sometimes you get a good Pizza Hut pizza.
It's weird.
So,
but I enjoy it.
Well, someone is being murdered upstairs,
and we're gonna solve the case.
Yeah, or get murdered.
Yeah.
What I want to see now from Peyton Manning, I want to know: are you retiring, idiot? Are you going
to
retire?
Why do you have to call him an idiot?
Because he should have retired right after the game. As he's walking, that's what they were all waiting.
They were so disappointed. Yeah.
Everyone was so disappointed. It would have been the fairy tale ending for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who really, because Jeff Saturday put it pretty solidly. Jeff Saturday was his center for a long time in Indianapolis. And he said, I talked to Peyton, and he's 99% sure he's going to retire. But there's that 1%, and that 1% will keep him there.
Yeah.
He said he still thinks he can go. He told me the thing I'm going to miss most is being on the buses with the guys, being on the planes with the guys.
Be a coach.
He don't want to be a coach. The only two things I could see him doing after is jumping into broadcasting right away because he can do it.
Sure.
Or being a GM because that guy knows football. Bill Polian said – he's got the best football mind I've ever been around. And Bill Polian's a guy that won how many Executive of the Year awards?
Yeah.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So I believe, like, Tennessee, the Titans, it would make sense. Why not?
Went to college there.
Yeah. Why not? Make that team better. Start there, you know? Mm. And if Peyton Manning can turn Tennessee around, I mean, that's pretty huge. No?
Huge.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't really see that.
I do.
To me, first off, broadcasting, maybe this is just...
And to stop you there for a second, I don't know if you saw Jimmy Fallon the other night where Magic Johnson was really trying to get him to the Rams because
right.
Magic Johnson now owns a piece of the Rams.
So are they...
LA.
Like next year?
Next
they're the
year,
LA
Los
Rams.
Angeles, yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yeah. Stan Kroenke just like totally fucks St. Louis.
That's crazy,
yeah.
Man. I mean, also St. Louis... they haven't really had much to cheer for.
Well, they're
not
a football town.
No, they're a fucking baseball town.
You know, like, they have Mizzou, you know, University of Missouri, mm-hmm. all that. And they have the Cardinals. And they have St. Louis Blues, which are really big there, the hockey team.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know that it's such a big loss to the NFL. But I think the way he went about it was really shitty.
Yeah.
Like, he just said, fuck you, I'm leaving.
Yeah, it kind of came out
fuck
of nowhere.
Fuck your stadium. Fuck your stupid stadium that I built. I'm leaving. Bye-bye.
How do you think the Iron Sheik at Jacksonville feels? Because I was convinced they were going to be the fucking L.A. Jaguars.
Why?
Because he had been dismantling that team and sort of wanting them to get the fuck out of there for a while.
Well, that's because he's a moron. They're not going anywhere. The Jaguars haven't proven enough. The Rams have a name. They were the Los Angeles Rams before they were the St. Louis Rams.
Mm-hmm.
The Jacksonville Jaguars have been in the league, what, 20 years maybe?
Yeah.
That's not enough time. You got to be in the league a while.
Yeah, you got to be worth.
And the reason why Los Angeles didn't work the first time is no social media. Like, social media is going to be giant for the Rams now.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. There was no Facebook. There was none of that. There were no cell phones when the Rams moved from LA to St. Louis.
So what is – wait.
I think just the idea, like the buzz now. There was so much more buzz about the Rams going back than them leaving originally.
Sure.
So
I wasn't around.
They've already sold I don't know how many personal seating licenses.
What?
Yeah. They don't have a quarterback. And there's like people wanted this.
Weird.
People are still Rams fans from Los Angeles.
Right, I bet. Huh.
So it's one of those things. I think it's a smart move for the NFL.
I'm happy it's not the Raiders.
Yeah, Oakland can't go anywhere. Why would they want to do that?
They're perfect right where they are.
And
they have dedicated fans that will watch them
lose. And so do the Chargers.
Yeah, that was also weird. Really,
why is Spanos wanting to do that?
Yeah, well,
that makes no sense.
So wait, that means California has what? 1, 2, 3, 4 fucking teams.
Yeah,
I guess Florida has 3 teams,
and
Texas is 2.
Yeah, New York has 2.
New York has 3.
Yeah, I don't care.
Buffalo is in New York.
Well, not really.
Buffalo is in New York, Joseph.
Well, yes, geographically, sure. But in my mind, Buffalo is in some barren,
swamp, the only team that actually plays in
late wasteland where people fuck their sisters and brothers and then, you know, get so drunk that they light themselves on fire, which has actually been happening at Buffalo.
Oh, really?
Bills tailgating events.
What?
Yeah, a man lit himself on fire for the Bills.
For the
Bills.
Oh, he's like, I am doing this.
Speaking of lighting yourself on fire, LeSean McCoy is probably going to be cut by the Bills now.
What? Why?
Are you anywhere?
I'm not in the gossip.
Gossip? The man assaulted 2 off-duty police officers in a club.
Christ.
Over a bottle of champagne.
Oh. Okay, you need to detail this because that sounds insane.
There's nothing to detail. I gave you everything I know. Got into an altercation with 2 guys or 3 guys that he beat the shit out of, apparently. They have extensive injuries, and they're off-duty cops. Now, the only thing that can get him off of this is that maybe they didn't say, hey, we're cops.
Sure.
At the beginning. Which then...
But then he's just facing assault charges.
Assault charges, which, as we know, the NFL, they don't give a shit about that.
Yeah.
But if you assault the cop, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
He might go to jail. This is real.
Wow.
They're going to bring a warrant on him on Monday. He's going to turn himself in.
Jesus.
And he might go to jail.
So Sexy Rexy is going to have no... No running back.
No.
Jesus.
And I'm not to LeSean McCoy, because I like LeSean McCoy.
Me too.
I do. But my problem with LeSean McCoy is, bro, why are you in Philadelphia? And this happened in Philadelphia.
What? Well, you know.
I know. Oh, okay.
He probably has a house there.
Okay. Just, what are you doing? Now Chip Kelly's not there. He has to go back.
Oh.
He has to go back.
Just I mean, hey, that.
No, really. If you get cut by the Bills, which I assume he's going to, because they have to cut him after March 9th, though, because they'll save like $14 million against the cap hit.
Jesus.
Because there's a serious cap hit. And I think that, you know, it only makes sense that the guy should go to Philadelphia. He should only go to Philadelphia. And yes, Melissa McCarthy was in Bridesmaids.
Melissa McCarthy.
She's the only fat one.
Chunky one we were talking about.
Yeah.
See, I said chunky. That's a little friendlier than...
Portly?
Portly, the stout,
the unbelievably gourd. No, not. She's obese.
She's obese.
Yeah, she's very fat. So I like LeSean McCoy as a football player, but you can't do that shit, man. Why? And over a bottle of champagne? That's your thing. That's how you're gonna be run out of the league. And he didn't have an unbelievable year last year for LeSean McCoy standards. And what did I say to you when that trade happened? Short term, it benefits the Bills. Long term, it's gonna benefit the Eagles.
Yep.
And I really believe that's coming to fruition, because Kiko Alonso, he got healthy at the end of the year. He did some things. He's gonna be better. They got draft picks. I mean, the Eagles are set.
Who's their coach?
Doug Peterson, their former quarterback, first-time head coach. He was Andy Reid's assistant in Kansas City for like 3 or 4 years.
Just recently?
Yeah.
Huh.
So, I mean, it could be a good thing. That means he was a quarterback. Maybe he knows quarterbacks. Maybe he can get a quarterback over there.
They need one.
They definitely need one.
Because they don't have anyone on the roster that is starting quarterback.
Well, I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with you there.
No one on that roster
I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with you there.
Quarterback.
I'm going to respectfully disagree with you there. That's okay, though.
Why would you disagree?
Because
do you think on the roster is worth a starting position?
They have a man. There's a man. There's a Mexican fellow on that team that I still believe in.
Come on, man. Mark Sanchez is not going to be a fucking starting quarterback.
No, he's not. He's not.
You know, I know that.
No, it's over. It's over for him. His career's over.
Okay.
But they also let go of Riley Cooper. Did you know that?
I did. I saw that. That was a little confusing to me.
You know where he's going?
Miami.
Dallas.
Okay.
I think Dallas is the best fit for him. Oh, and speaking of people who are just letting go of things, Johnny Manziel beat his girlfriend, broke her eardrum, was hungover at the Browns exit meetings. They said he was hungover on something. They didn't say booze. They said on something. His father made a public plea, I think, a week and a half ago where he said, my son doesn't get help, he will not see his 24th birthday. They really believe this guy's going to die.
Christ.
And
what the fuck is wrong with these people?
Here's the plea I would make to the NFL.
Oh.
Don't sign him. No one.
Yeah.
Don't sign him for a year. Let him get his whole shit together. Because Herm Edwards said it best. Football is a privilege, not a right.
Right.
How many people on earth get to play in the NFL? 0.006%?
Yeah, not a lot.
Come on. I mean, you're throwing your shot away. I think there's talent there.
Yeah.
But another guy that doesn't have it in between his ears.
Just
nothing there.
I don't think he even has it on the field, but.
I mean, it's really yet to be proven. The guy played with the Browns with no Josh Gordon, who's going to be reinstated, by the way.
Yeah, just remember that the Panthers didn't always have this defense, and they've never really had a receiving core outside of Mr. Steve Smith.
Okay, but I told you about the kid Funchess. Funchess is very good. And then they're going to get Kelvin Benjamin back next year.
Right.
And now,
which is a huge loss for them. And I acknowledge that.
Yeah. This past year. And now what I think is going to happen is what happened with the Mets, yeah, is that people see them winning, and free agents are going to want to go to Carolina now.
Right.
I think they're going to sign some big-name free agents.
Do they have the cap space?
I believe they do. Huh. I mean, it doesn't seem like they're paying a lot of people a lot of money over there.
I just his whole attitude, Cam's attitude when he lost, doesn't say – like, if I was in that locker room, I wouldn't
get
go,
his
like,
attitude.
Sure, you get it, but he's not leading you. That
really?
Doesn't say
– Let me ask you a question. You personally – and I've played basketball with you personally.
Yeah.
You're in the Super Bowl.
I am.
You're the quarterback.
I am.
Okay? You lose the way he did.
Sure.
You're sitting at the press conferences. You're hearing Chris Harris behind you say, we wanted him to throw. We knew he couldn't make the throws. We forced him to make the throws that we knew he couldn't make.
Right.
What are you going to do?
Fucking own up to it and give credit to the people
not.
That beat you.
No, you're not.
Absolutely.
No, you're not. I wouldn't. No, you're not.
No, no, no. You're asking me.
Yeah, and you wouldn't. I've played. You've gotten mad at me for passing a ball in a 2-on-2 game against whoever for no reason. I mean, the face you made.
Yeah.
And the face Cam Newton made.
Right.
Were about the same.
Sure, but that maybe to the players.
Oh, I see. So if the media was there. You wouldn't have done the same thing.
If I was a professional athlete,
yes.
I would show all the passion in the world on the field.
Oh, and off the field, you'd come off the field.
I'd be an intelligent fucking person. Why would you set yourself up to look like a fucking crybaby piece of shit?
I don't think he was an unintelligent person. I don't think he was unintelligent. I think he handled it wrong.
The quote sounded like he was in fucking seventh grade.
He was just saying one word answers.
That's stupid. That's the reason I don't like Cam Newton.
But you like Marshawn Lynch, right?
I love Marshawn Lynch.
Okay.
He's a fucking genius for his answers.
I don't know if he's a genius.
I'm just here so I don't get fined?
Yeah.
You're just pulling away
and
the fucking fourth wall.
He made that into a shirt.
It's genius.
Not genius.
Brilliant.
Not brilliant.
It's wonderful. And you know what he did? He won the fucking Super Bowl.
Okay, he won the Super Bowl.
He'd have that fucking dude go out there and fucking take it over.
And after that Super Bowl, he was never the same.
That's all right. Listen, the point is...
My deal with Cam Newton, he said it right. A couple days after, he calmed down, and they asked him again, how do you feel about what you did? He said, I wouldn't change anything that I did, and I'll tell you why. He goes, I'm a sore loser. A lot of people are sore losers. We have this thing that it happens. He said, show me a good loser, and I'll show you a loser.
Yeah, that's what sounds like he's in seventh grade.
No, it doesn't. That sounds like a real man.
No.
No. Show me a gracious loser that likes to lose.
No,
and
not
I'll
likes
show
to
you...
lose. That's not even the fucking point.
Okay.
It's twisting the words to make him seem like he's some sort of like noble warrior.
No, I didn't say that. I said I liked the way he handled it after. I didn't. You were at my house.
Yeah.
And I said to you, this is bad.
Yeah.
This is not the way to do things. But in hindsight, we did not hear Chris Harris behind him saying these things. Ruben...
Listen,
if it were me, I would have knocked down the fucking thing behind me, and I would have went after Chris Harris.
Sure, but you're not a professional.
Okay.
That's how this like that's the only time he's ever heard anybody during a fucking press conference.
And I wanted
to be a fucking pro. You get paid to do this. It's part of the fucking job.
Okay. And I want to talk to all the people that tell me, well, Peyton Manning didn't do that in the Super Bowl after he lost to the Saints. Yeah, but he also right after the game, he didn't shake anybody's hand. He walked off the field. Okay? Yes. That's documented. I'm not the first one to say that. That's documented. I have photos of that. And
what was his thing? He said something at the end of it.
I don't know.
That was very just didn't perform. This kind of owning up to it.
Who? Peyton?
Peyton.
Yeah, right. He said what? Yeah, he said it wasn't my best. He said it wasn't my best day.
Yeah.
But he said, but it's a great day. Okay. Great. But he threw for 104 yards, man. Come on. That sucks.
But in this
Super Bowl, yeah.
He didn't have to throw for more than that. That's the whole fucking point.
But that's
how you fucking beat a team is with a strategy. You don't think, and I'm sure that Cam Newton was really excited to throw the long bomb or run 40 yards for a touchdown.
Didn't even get
great.
To.
Great. Think like that, you fucking idiot.
He didn't
welcome
get
to the Super Bowl where the goal is to win the game. And you know what the Broncos did? They won the game.
Yes, all right. All right. And let me ask you a question. Did you enjoy this Super Bowl?
No.
I was not expecting that answer.
I'm happy with the outcome. I like defense.
Well, you didn't see the first half, did you?
I didn't see the first half.
Oh, you missed the first half. Oh. There was some violence in this game. I don't know what people want from the Super Bowl. People will tell me how bad the Super Bowl was, how much they didn't like it. We want 42-40 Super Bowl? They're not going to get that. Super Bowl means the two best teams are playing each other. And the two best teams got there. Yes, Cam Newton was great all year.
The two best teams didn't get there.
You don't think the two best teams got there?
No. The Patriots didn't make it.
And the Broncos played them hard. And the Broncos played the Steelers hard.
And the Cardinals didn't make it.
The
two best teams didn't make it.
And I've told you from the beginning of the year the Cardinals were fraudulent.
No, you didn't.
I didn't?
No,
you're lying to yourself.
Joseph.
You know I hated the Cardinals all year. I would say things to you like, I don't know.
That's not saying that they're fraudulent.
Okay.
That's going, meh. And at one point when I would say they're the most complete team in football, you just go,
yeah, I'd make noises.
Make dog noises.
Yeah.
That's not telling me that they're fraudulent.
Anyway.
Anybody? 718-395-3731.
All right, now let's get off football. Let's get to Coach Fisher. Oh, wait a minute. Ex-Coach Fisher.
Oh, wah, wah.
Dickhead.
I was so confused why you posted that photo of...
Matt Barnes?
Yeah.
Because that's the photo that he posted after Derek Fisher got fired. That face. And check this out, everybody. If you didn't like Derek Fisher before, I didn't, and if you did, I don't know what your problem was.
No. Before this whole coaching business, he was a respectable dude.
Oh, no. I mean, as a coach. He's a good player. No. Right.
Okay.
No, he's a good player.
Sorry. Go ahead.
As a coach, my problem with Derek Fisher is you can't dip your oil in the company sludge.
You can't dip your oil in the company sludge? What the fuck does that mean?
Your oil is your penis.
Okay.
And the company sludge is your homie's lady's vagina.
Is that really? Did I miss this euphemism?
No, I just made it up.
But you can't dip your oil in the company sludge, as they say.
Yeah, don't. As all the kids say. Yeah. No. So what happened was, we all know about Derek Fisher fucking Matt Barnes' ex-wife. Matt Barnes driving 95 miles in a fit of rage to beat up Derek Fisher in front of Matt Barnes' kids.
What do you
kids.
Think he listened to on the way there?
Seals and Cross. I bet he was listening to the most calm, Enya. But which if you shot that in a scene of a movie, him driving the Enya, that's fucking great.
Well, Ernest Hemingway used to go and take a train for fucking a day to go beat up a guy who reviewed his book and talked bad about it.
There you go. So that's what happened.
And I like Ernest Hemingway.
Not a fan. Anyhow.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we've talked about this numerous times, and I don't really like Hemingway. I don't like his novels. I like his short stories. I prefer his short stories and some of his.
But you acknowledge he's a gifted writer.
Yeah, but I don't like his. I'm not a fan of his novels. That's all. I like his short stories and some of his poems are very good.
All right.
Anyhow,
fine.
Yeah, you can't argue with somebody that likes some things about him. So, Derek Fisher, Matt Barnes, gets beat up. Then Derek Fisher gets fired on, I don't know, a couple days before the after they lost
he
9
got fired
out of 10.
Like a day or 2 days after you said we should fire Derek Fisher.
Yes, that's right. Thank you. Nine out of 10 games you lost, so they fired Derek Fisher. 2 or 3 days after said firing, Derek Fisher posts a picture of himself with Matt Barnes' ex and Matt Barnes' kids and a couple of other people. We're going to Hawaii. We're all going to Hawaii.
Ooh.
Going to Hawaii, are you?
I see your smarmy photo smiling, and I raise you,
going
your
to
whole family in Hawaii.
Going to Hawaii. No. Yeah. So, yeah, the smarmy photo of Matt Barnes came before this picture.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yes. And Derek Fisher's got, like, this, like, smiling face on. He's making the Malahuna sign, like, you know, like that whole thing.
Yeah.
And somebody caught this picture and showed it to Matt Barnes at Grizzlies practice the next day or that night or whatever.
Yeah.
And Matt Barnes just looked at it and went, I can't do anything because she's not my girl anymore. And that's what he said. He's like, she's not my girl. Those are my kids, but looks like they're having a good time. He said, but he knows I'm going to retire soon. And we're going to meet up.
That's it?
Yeah. Matt Barnes going to kill Derek Fisher.
No, he's not going to kill him.
He's going to kill or have some. He's going to have somebody really beat him up really terribly. Like something bad's going to happen to Derek Fisher. And I'm going to be there laughing.
Were they ever teammates?
No.
Hmm.
I don't think so.
All right.
No, because Matt Barnes played for the Clippers. Was Derek Fisher on the Clippers for 1 year?
No.
No?
Matt Barnes was on the Lakers for a minute.
Matt Barnes was on the Lakers. No. No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
That's how I came to know him.
Yeah, Matt Barnes was on the Lakers, on the Clippers, on the Grizzlies.
All right.
Yeah,
cool.
So there's that whole deal, and you're trying to also look at why this guy did what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of difficult to realize, hey, can you understand something, Derek Fisher? You can't do this. You can't post these pictures. You can't. And then Tim Hardaway Jr. is trying to say that maybe this guy was fucking his girlfriend.
What?
Yeah. Tim Hardaway Jr. had to ask Derek Fisher, text him, and say, you're not fucking with my girlfriend, right? And Derek Fisher had to deny it.
Had to, wait, you say deny it.
I don't think he did it.
He could just be getting accused of shit.
It's possible. But I
don't know.
The fact that that's happening is pretty ridiculous. Derek Fisher, he's a coach in the NBA.
Was
a coach. Never going to be a coach again.
No, that's
and
clear.
It's kind of beneath him mm-hmm. to do such a thing.
Yeah, he should.
Isn't
be.
It? Shouldn't you be a professional human being? Shouldn't you be? I mean, there are so many unprofessional human beings out there that
Cam
should,
Newton is one of them.
Cam Newton is not an unprofessional
yes,
human being.
Yes, he absolutely is. He behaved like a fucking child after the Super Bowl.
I still say, put yourself in those shoes and figure out what you would do. That's what I'm saying.
I've unfortunately been in shitty circumstances. Not, you know, I'm not a fucking...
You didn't lose the Super Bowl.
No. But, you know, sometimes you just... There's no reason to be a fucking baby.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sure, but do it in your house. Don't baby on me.
Don't.
You know? It's like I also, you know, I have to take a shit sometimes. I'm not going to come over your house and just shit in your lap.
I've heard stories.
Again?
I've heard stories. We're going to go to something else here.
Let's talk about love.
Well, we'll talk about love in a second.
Well, we just were.
We were talking about love. We're talking about a different type of love. But Derek Fisher deserved to be fired.
Higher love.
Yeah, Kurt Rambis was hired. I don't have a problem with Kurt Rambis.
How they doing?
They 0-1 under Kurt Rambis.
All right.
Okay. But he was the assistant coach. So it's not like they did something else.
Well, it's kind of like what Steve said, too. He's got a staff.
Yeah.
So yeah. That staff, did anything change up?
Well, they played considerably harder the last game.
Really?
They played considerably harder under Kurt Rambis. And Langston Galloway missed a three-pointer to tie the game and send them into overtime. But that's okay. I want to talk about Henry Mejia. I don't know if you heard about Henry Mejia.
Oh, fucking permanently.
Yeah. The first ever lifetime ban from baseball.
And he's a Met.
And he's a Met.
Was.
Was a Met. I don't care what he is now.
He's
going to be nothing.
He's going to be a Little League coach.
He's going to be nothing, and he deserves to be nothing. How do you do this three times?
Yeah.
How do you do it three times, and you're still on a team after the second time? That's the Mets' fault. That one
absolutely is
on my team. I understand. After the first time, you go, all right, well, maybe it's a fucked up test, a cloudy test, whatever.
Yeah.
Second time, you would go, And right after you reinstated him.
Thing is a little...
And right after you reinstated him after the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So the second time should tell you, this guy's a problem. And then the third time, it was three different drugs. It was the first time was one, the second time was a different drug, and the third time was a drug, Baldoni, which is the drug that they accused A-Rod of taking.
Jesus.
So I don't understand what you don't see.
You know what I think is kind of wrong with this system is it I get the three-strike system just because, hey, it's baseball. But it really should be, you know, fool me once, kind of shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me.
When would it fool me three times?
Shame. You shouldn't be allowed the opportunity to fool someone three times.
And I have said this for forever. Before I even knew him, yeah. Ruben, before I even knew you, I said, one strike and you're out for life. That's the way it should be.
That'll make sure nobody ever fucks up.
If you're on PEDs in baseball, in any sport, really, but the NFL doesn't really care about all that because then nobody'd watch. Yeah. And I understand that. But if you're on PEDs in baseball, you get one chance and you're finished. You are finished.
Yeah. It should.
That is it.
I think it should be fucking like really difficult like that.
Yeah.
Because then you know that everybody that's there really wants to be there.
Yeah.
And the reason they're there is not for the money and no. They're there because, well, maybe they're there for the money, but if they are, they're fucking dedicated
He wasn't making an exorbitant amount of money either.
I knew his name.
Yeah.
So that.
Well, he was the closer before Jurys Familia.
See?
So, I mean, I say good riddance to bad rubbish. I know there were some Met fans that were like, well, he helped us out in the pen and all that. Yes, it does hurt us. It really does hurt a viable seventh inning option. Now that Tyler Clippard went to the Diamondbacks, it hurts a seventh inning option.
Yeah.
So you're going to have Reed and Bastardo and
Bastardo.
Anthony the Bastard.
That's my new – I like him now.
Yeah.
I went from immediately disliking his name to thinking he has a great name.
Yeah. So the bullpen is kind of rough at the moment. I think that's our weakest spot, that and the bench. I still think there are bench players you can go out and get. It saved almost $3 million getting rid of Mejia.
Mm.
So, and that won't count against us because it's not our fault. So, which is nice. One of the things I want to touch on as well, I don't know who watched the dunk contest last night. I know Ruben did not.
I did not, but you were very excited about it.
Oh, my Lord. My Lord. The dunk contest is back. It is real. It is serious.
But okay, what about it?
Aaron Gordon did this dunk where he sat in midair. Like the toilet seat, they're trying to call it. Like some of the dunks were so unbelievable that this guy... Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine.
Wait, they called it the toilet seat?
Well, that was one of the nicknames. He cupped the ball, went under his legs with one hand, got it with the other hand, still cupped the ball, and did this dunk.
They can't call it like the rocker chair?
I don't know.
Or the fucking lazy boy? They have to call it the toilet seat?
Yes. I suggest.
What is with this scatological humor?
And Aaron Gordon was robbed. Zach LaVine did not deserve the
I don't
win.
Even know who the fuck these guys are. Aaron Gordon, kids or something.
Yeah, Aaron Gordon.
There's no more big superstars.
Well, Drummond was in it. He stunk. Hmm. He stunk.
Well,
no creative dunks from him.
And ever. Will, he's a player. His point is to play the game.
And,
well,
Will,
right?
And Will Barton from the Denver Nuggets, who's also really good. It's getting younger. But a lot of people, I mean, if you look on social media, just telling you, hey, this was the best dunk contest since Jordan Wilkins.
Wow.
And that Zach LaVine took off from the free throw line, got one from the free throw line.
That seems to be like a standard now. Like, you know, if you want a couple points, it's not that it's easy to do.
Yeah, he did a tomahawk. He almost tried the 360. There was one that Aaron Gordon did that was just fucking incredible. Incredible. I'm telling you, the dunk contest is back. It's going to be great. and hopefully next year, bigger stars. I don't think
they never do it,
and that's okay.
Because LeBron might hurt his pinky,
and that's
or
okay
something.
Because there were less props this year. Nobody's jumping over cars anymore, which is great because I don't care about that. Essentially, you jumped over a car and dunked the ball. That's what
I
you
mean.
Did.
That's impressive.
Okay, fine.
And it was a Kia.
It was a Kia. Who was the sponsor of the NBA dunk contest?
Jesus.
Something else I got to get into, and Ruben, cover your ears and your eyes.
Oh, I can't.
You have to.
I'll do the eyes.
Louis Van Gaal's got to be sacked. It's time.
Oh, football? He's playing football now?
Soccer.
Oh.
Sacked means fired. We lost to Sunderland, the second worst team in football, on Saturday.
Who's the worst team? Your team?
No, Aston Villa is the worst team. Who were getting destroyed by Liverpool when I left the house. Louis Van Gaal's a bum. We've all known this for a while. He plays guys wide. They suck. Doesn't make sense. He takes the young guys, makes them suck. Doesn't make sense. Plays Michael Carrick. Doesn't make sense. Plays Schneiderlin when he shouldn't. Doesn't make sense. I don't understand. Granted, a lot of injuries this year. I understand that. Anthony Martial is your future. Play a 4-4-2. Let Anthony Martial be the guy with Wayne Rooney. And if you want to sell Wayne Rooney, I understand, because $40 million to China, I'll take it. I'll take the $40 million. I'll sell Wayne Rooney right now. And if any Arsenal fan is listening, I concede the fact that we are not going to make the Champions League this year. I concede the fact that we might not be finished fifth this year. The only chance we have to make the Champions League next year is winning the Euro League, and we're not going to do that. This team is garbage. I don't like the way it's going. David De Gea is probably gone at the end of this summer. There are a lot of problems with Manchester United that cannot be solved by the next manager in 1 year. Manchester United is going to be bad. Not bad, but not Manchester United for the next year to 2 years. And it's going to be a process, like the Mets were a process for six fucking years. It's going to be a process. Bring Mourinho in, sign the players he's got to sign, and let's do it. Let's get back to where we were. Glory, glory, Man United.
So, today's Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Which, as everybody knows, is the day that everyone was convinced they needed to spend money because it's just enough after the holidays, but just before the spring, dead of winter. It's a good time to boost the economy for no reason.
No reason.
They have now, you know, I mean, not, I say they and now, but it's been happening for many, many years. It happens during Christmas. It happens just kind of all the time. They just put a big fucking fat dollar sign on your happiness for a specific day. And to me, Valentine's Day, yeah, it's stupid, and I choose to ignore it. I don't acknowledge it. My girlfriend and I are in love and very happy, and we're not doing shit today. She's not even in town. I called her because I would call her anyway. Today is just fucking Sunday, the 14th of February. It's 7 degrees outside, and the fact that I know...
1 degree.
I know that there's going to be people waiting outside for Valentine's
Flowers,
Day brunch,
chocolates,
or all these nice things, and you're just spending fucking money because someone fucking told you to. And it's insulting. The fact that a dollar sign has now been put on how much you care for someone.
Yeah.
I mean, this even applies to fucking birthdays.
Yeah.
You know, I've tried my best to adopt a thing where... Just if you love someone and you want to give them a gift, give them a gift whenever. When you find a gift, give it to them. It doesn't matter if it's their fucking birthday or Christmas or Valentine's Day. These are things that have been invented because they're just modeling the year so they can make more and more fucking money all the fucking time.
Yes.
Don't buy into it. If you love someone, you know what you do? You fucking hug them, kiss them, show them love.
Fuck them.
Fuck them really well.
Yeah.
Pay attention. Love. Think about what they
listen
like.
Listen to Voodoo by D'Angelo.
Oh my
fuck
God.
Them.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that might be my little Valentine's Day gift to myself. I'm going to get really stoned and just listen to Voodoo.
And masturbate?
No. I'm not going to touch myself anymore than I am right now.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, I can't move my left arm.
Yeah, it's cold.
Well, yeah, there's that, and getting the inside of my arm tattooed.
Linda and I were supposed to go see Hail Caesar today. And,
but you would do that if it was Sunday the 10th, right?
Yeah.
The only difference is the movie theater might be more crowded now because...
Well, it's not going to be crowded because it's 0 degrees. Nobody's going anywhere today.
I don't know.
First of all, nobody's going to the movies. Brunch? Sure. Movies? No. Not today. Not...
Come on.
I don't think so.
I bet
so.
You Nighthawk is busy as fuck.
I'm not going to Nighthawk. I would go to Williamsburg Cinemas on Grand Street.
That's totally, that's like a Regal or some
yeah,
shit, right?
Which is not going to be busy.
Huh.
So, but instead we've decided.
What time are you guys going?
We're not.
Oh, you're not.
It's cold. Lynn, she doesn't want to walk anywhere. And I understand that. I don't want to walk anywhere.
I'm driving. That's
so
what I'm.
We're going to watch movies inside and I'm going to drink Hennessy.
Good. Which you already have. You're not wasting fucking money. Just, I don't know, man.
I'm going to drink Hennessy. And if my girlfriend doesn't have a period, I'm going to fuck her.
If she doesn't have her period?
Yeah.
Well, you don't fly the Ragu?
I mean, I like to get into the Red Army once in a while, but depends.
Yo, regardless, man, you gotta fucking. And also, their libido's up when they're.
I know. Well, our libido's always up.
Good.
We're people.
You guys should fuck.
And we might.
I think you should. I mean, I'd be telling you this if it was Sunday the 10th.
I hope her brother's not listening to this.
Oh, yeah, her brother has no idea you guys have sex.
Yeah.
You know, like. It's interesting because the subject of like a couple having sex, it's just like I understand when I'm Skyping with my girlfriend's parents, like they know that we have sex.
Yeah.
So, you know, it makes me be a little more polite sometimes, just kind of going like, yeah, I'm plowing your only dollar, your only daughter.
Your only dollar.
Your only dollar.
I'm only
you have $1.
$1
and
I'm fucking it. Your daughter's a dollar sign. And
oh, jeez.
Yeah. Listen.
That's a
low
that's,
blow.
That's gross.
That's gross.
Your daughter's a dollar sign.
Yeah, that's a good name for an album. Your daughter's a dollar sign. Like Lemmy.
That kind of...
Lemmy would make that
yeah,
album.
Yeah, but it's very easy to sing Your Body's a Wonderland.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Your daughter is a dollar sign.
It's good.
So I can sing.
We're gonna,
40 seconds.
We're going to tell you this right now. Have sex. Enjoy.
Have good sex.
Masturbate if you're alone.
30 seconds.
And we love you.
Apples.
And oranges.
Yeah, my name's Ruben Sindo Acosta.
I'm Joe Sonnenblick.
And you've been listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. They've allowed us to be, you know, as charming and loving as we have been to all of you. I hope everyone's staying warm. Again, fuck. Fuck a lot. It's good. It's healthy. And if you have no one to fuck, enjoy something. Enjoy a film. Enjoy a book. Enjoy some tea. Enjoy yourself.
Dumplings.
Dumplings. And since we talked about Mad Villain and, you know, everyone has different ways of doing things, here's MF Doom and Mad Lib as Mad Villain sampling Gentle Giant, one of my favorite prog rock bands.
Wreak havoc, beat beepers, mad traffic, sneaking lavish, people speaking, leaking to the maverick. He see it as just another felony drug arrest. Any day could be the one he picked the wrong thug to test. Slug through the vest, shot in the street for pulling heat on a father who baby's gotta eat. And when they get hungry, it ain't shit funny. Paid to interfere with how brother get his money now. Who's the real thugs, killers, and gangsters? Set the revolution, let the things bust, and thank us. When the smoke clear and you can see the sky again, there will be the chopped off heads of Leviathan. My friend, you call them strangers. Anybody talk to them, end up in some danger. Can't reform them. They pray four times a day, they pray five. Who weighs the strains when it's time to survive? Some will go of their own free will to die. Others take them with you when they blow sky high. What's the difference? All you get is lost children while the bosses sit up behind the desk. It costs billions to blast humans in half into calves and arms. Only one side is allowed to have bombs. It's like making a soldier drop his weapon, shooting them and telling them to get to stepping. Obviously, they came to portion up his fortune. Sounds to me like that old robbery extortion. Same game. You can't reform them.
That Mary was going around with an old flame. That burned me up. Because I knew he was just feeding her a line. But the guy really spent his money like water. I think he was connected, so I left. Outside it was raining cats and dogs. I was...